Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, the Giants are in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Coming up in this show, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Philadelphia Eagles. And we sent former Giant Dahani Jones down to the city of brotherly love. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds of the Giants win against the Vikings, brought to you by Verizon.
We out here, baby. Only game on TV. Can't do nothing but show out. I hear you, baby. That's it. Gotta show out.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Sidearms one left sideline, and it's caught for the touchdown by Reuben Randall. Jump right over the defender, Chris Cook. It's 24 yards, and the Giants are back in front.
Hey, way to go, way to go, way to go, John. Way to go, great
job. They roll the pocket left for Freeman. He'll throw it, and the pass nearly intercepted.
He literally
by Roll.
In Roll's hands. It hit him in the chest.
Second and two from the 23. Play fake. Freeman back to throw. Under pressure. Heaves it downfield. Intercepted by Roll at the 5. Runs left to the 15. Cuts right back to the 20. Looking for a block up to the 30. Chased by Jennings and dragged down there.
Great 2-6. Hey, great 2-6.
They might come in 3.
That's how you feel. Great play. That's how you feel.
Second and goal at the 1. Hand off Hillis. He runs left. Stood up at the line and then falls in for the touchdown. So Peyton Hillis, signed by the Giants this week, plows into the end zone for a touchdown, and the Giants widen their lead. The final score of the New York Giants, 23, the Minnesota Vikings, 7, as the Giants get their first win of the season.
Outstanding job. Outstanding win for our team. A battle, no doubt. We knew it would be. Defense, great job.
Great job. Good job, Dean.
Good job, offensively, knocked it down there, got the ball in the end zone. Outstanding job. Special teams did a great job with our mortar kicks and those kind of things. The reinforcement is good. The development of the confidence is what we need. Now, obviously, we have a short week, and then we're playing in the division on Sunday.
All right,
so follow that schedule now. Follow that schedule. All right, let's roll this up now. Let's get some of these wins going together. Let's win. Let's go to Philly and win next week and get this thing going on the bye week.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
Good job.
Good job, buddy.
Victorious Giants in the locker room. Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, we'll tee it up with Dahani Jones as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants go down to Philadelphia. So we did a little recon, and we sent former Giant Dahani Jones down to the city of brotherly love.
What's up, Giants fans? Dahani Jones here in the city of brotherly love. And before the Giants take the trip down the turnpike to see the Eagles in their own nest, since I played for both teams, I thought I'd play Peacekeeper and check it out for you. Mr. Franklin, what's going on?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember me, Dahani Jones, that played for the Eagles?
Of course I do.
Because you know I played for both teams.
I know, but come
what are you,
come
what are you talking about? What's wrong with that?
So who's
going to win the game? Giants, Eagles.
No, Giants are having a little trouble this year, Don.
I think the Eagles are having a little bit of trouble, too.
Not as much.
Historically speaking, though.
Are you talking historically speaking?
It's been a good rivalry, though.
Oh, it's been a great rivalry.
When Vic comes back and goes against Eli, which one?
Oh, Vic. No, I love the Eagles.
Many of you know Philadelphia for its historical significance. The founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, signing of the Declaration of Independence, the Liberty Bell. It's right there. You see, look, crack. But many of you don't know about is the arts, the culture, and the food. And we're gonna check them all out. No matter what city I played in, I always involved myself in the arts. One of my favorite places to visit in Philadelphia, the Rodin Museum. Famous for what? The thinker. In the game of football, you're just supposed to react. You're not supposed to think. But my name, Dahani, in Hindi means thinking man. You know, it wouldn't be Philadelphia if I didn't come to the museum and see the famous Rocky statue. You know, the guy over there boxing. You know, one of the greatest of all time. You know, Rocky, he might be a fictional character, but in so many other people's hearts, you know, Sylvester Stallone lives forever. You see me shadow boxing like that? You know, that's the same thing that's gonna happen between the Giants and the Eagles. They're gonna be shadow. Who's this guy? Oh, hold on real quick. See, look, see how we do that? After shadow boxing with Rocky, you know, I gotta run the steps, right? Gotta run it. It's got me all jacked up. Woo! 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 Thanks, Rocky. Starving. I gotta get a cheesesteak. This week's Giants-Eagles game is not the only rivalry going down in the city of brotherly love. If you step into this town, you gotta make a decision, and there's only one way to go. Cheesesteaks! Is it Pat's? Or is it Geno's? I'm about to find out.
Next!
What's up?
What's up, man?
All right, so what can I get? What kind of cheesesteak?
You gotta do Wiz with it, South Philly style. That's the only way to do it.
I know, but you know, you have a whole bunch of choices up there. You got provolone, American cheese, you got pizza steak.
You used to play for the Eagles. You need to tell me you don't know how to order a Wiz with
it. I know, but I also played for the Giants, so you know, I might have forgot.
Baby.
What? What's that?
Why
you gotta grill me? You know, there's a big game coming up, you know? Who's gonna win that game?
Of course, the birds.
Really?
Birds.
It's like that? All right, Wiz and onion?
Wiz and onions.
That's what I want. I want Wiz and onions. That's it. Wiz and onions.
Big guy like
one. That's
one.
It. Two. Sis?
It's a appreciate pleasure, man.
Thank
good
you.
Seeing you back in the
Thank
city.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You got it, my man. Take care.
Now I got to try it. See this? The steak with Wiz and onions. Pretty good. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm Dahani.
I'm Tony, how you doing?
All right, hit me to these Geno's cheesesteaks, man.
The best from South Philly.
And this bread is kind of nice, though.
It's great.
Yeah. Mmm. That's pretty good.
Very good.
I love this. It's so good. Fantastic. It's amazing cheesesteak. You know what it is? It's a good old-fashioned rivalry.
Yes, it is.
All right, Giants fans, I hope you enjoyed my trip around the city of brotherly love, but we know in football, it all goes down where? On the field, at the Link, Eagles, Giants. The rivalry continues. I'm out.
Well, Dahani had a little fun down in Philadelphia, a city that he also played in. Before we go to break, time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, the Giants and Eagles square off in Philadelphia. Halloween is less than a week away, so a couple New York Giants made a trip to Party City. Zach Diassi, Steve Weatherford, and Prince Amukamara trying on some costumes.
Spider-Man.
Oh!
Whoa!
We need
2 cautions per rookie. Let's start with Justin Pugh. Something very unflattering, like a skin-tight situation. I want to see this one right here. I Dream of Jeannie.
I really would like to see Dimash more in that one.
Yeah. Let's do all 3 of these.
Sure.
That's definitely Michael Cox situation. Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly. That's 2, right?
Yeah.
That 2 and extra large. I'd like to get this based off on the fact that Brian Nassi.
Yeah.
We'll take that one. The biggest size you have.
Large? Sure.
Large.
Let's accessorize.
Let's shop Party City.
Let's make a list of 5 costumes.
819.
That's a door.
That's awesome. Is that the Hamburglar?
I think so.
How did I miss this? Zach, this is not even a costume because it's like just real life.
Did you hear that?
He's trying to get 270 out.
Scary fight.
Zach! God, good! Yes! Yes! This guy's a boss! You guy's a boss!
Yes!
All right, let's try it on.
We have to try it. We have to try them on?
Yes. That's not big enough. I want to do a snap.
Do we have to try the costume on?
Ready?
Go.
Hey! Hey! You look pretty good.
I'm totally overdressed. Welcome to Party City. How are you? Hello, ma'am. How's your day going? Are you enjoying Party City and all it has to offer?
Absolutely.
Me too.
I originated in the Great Britain of Cambridge Lakes. There's no way I'm wearing this. There's no way. This side picking is definitely better. Better. I had the opportunity to wear the Buzz Lightyear costume, so I was the fan favorite. It was fun. Steve-O. They got Homer and Marge Simpson.
Don't!
No!
Come on!
We could get Hankins in this, huh? Yeah, but Darth Vader.
Nothing.
Darth Vader.
Marge, you've never looked better.
Dude, that's good. Hey guys, we're here at Party City in Clifton, New Jersey. Trying on costumes, trying to pick out which ones we think our 5 rookies should wear to the Hackensack Children's Hospital. But we need your help to go to Facebook and vote for your favorite costumes to wear so we can cheer these kids up and show them what being New York Giant is all about.
Yeah! Obviously, the players had a lot of fun picking out costumes that the rookies will wear at the HUMC Halloween party, and you can participate. You want to vote on the costumes? Simply go to Facebook.com/New York Giants. Now it's time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, Now double your money and make it stack. On to the next one.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hey, I move on with the only direction. Can't be scared to fail. Search of affection. Gotta keep it fresh, even when we. But don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Somebody bring me back the money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Eagles rivalry as we continue after this. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Eagles in Philadelphia. This is a long, rich tradition of a rivalry between two NFC East foes. So what we decided to do is give you the top 10 things you need to know about this rivalry.
Here are the 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Eagles rivalry.
10.
The number of times opponents have thrown 5 touchdowns on the Philadelphia Eagles in franchise history, including twice by the Giants. Eli Manning most recently accomplished the feat in 2012. It was the regular season finale at MetLife Stadium. Previously, Norm Snead, 3 touchdowns, and Randy Johnson with 2, combined to do so in a 1972 meeting at Yankee Stadium.
9.
The number of different starting quarterbacks for the Eagles since Eli Manning began his longest active streak at the position in 2004. Donovan McNabb, Coy Detmer, Mike McMahon, Jeff Garcia, A.J. Feely, Kevin Cobb, Michael Vick, Vince Young, and Nick Foles.
8.
The number of stops at the line of scrimmage the Giants had against the Eagles in Week 5, tied for second most in franchise history.
Handoff left for McCoy. Can't get to the outside. Pierre Paul brings it down for a loss of a yard. Good contain on the edge by JPP.
7. The number of carries Philadelphia running back LeSean McCoy had in the second half against the Giants earlier this year, amounting to minus 4 yards. It was the lowest second half total of his career.
6.
The number of wins the Giants have heading into the bye week under Tom Coughlin. They're 6-3 before the break and will have their bye after they play the Eagles.
5.
The number of touchdowns Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz has against the Eagles, the most of his career against any opponent.
Manning back to throw, zips one left, caught by Cruz, runs out of a tackle for the 40, up to midfield, makes another man miss to the 45, down the left sideline, there goes Cruz, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 74 yards.
Talk about a team that wasn't supposed to have any weapons. They're the ones who are making the big plays right now, Bob.
4.
The number of first downs the Giants held the Eagles to in a 23-point shutout in 1983. The fewest allowed in franchise history.
3.
Eli Manning's 52 passes against the Eagles earlier this season were the third highest regular season total of his career.
Manning back. Looks. He's under pressure. He's going to roll left. He lobs a corner. The end zone caught by Randall.
2. The Giants have twice beaten the Eagles in the postseason, including the 1981 and 2000 campaigns. However, they lost their last two playoff meetings, 2006 and 2008, against Philadelphia, and are 2-2 overall.
1.
Tom Coughlin's first game as head coach of the New York Giants was against the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field, where the teams will play on Sunday. Despite losing the debut 31-17, Coughlin and the Giants went on to win the next 4 games.
Those are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Eagles rivalry. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants got that first win under their belt last week against the Minnesota Vikings. Whew, deep breath for the football team. However, they cannot relax as they try to make this 2013 season into a much happier ending. So they travel down to Philadelphia on Sunday and they take on the Philadelphia Eagles team that beat the Giants at MetLife Stadium back on October the 6th. What are some of the things that have led to the Giants' turnaround over the last couple of weeks, including the win on Monday night? They've got to continue to be physical at the point of attack. They did a wonderful job against Adrian Peterson last week, Matt Forte the week before, and LeSean McCoy the week before that. The Giants must control the running game. Michael Vick is coming back from a hamstring injury. We know that. But you don't know if Vick is going to be at 100%. They've got to prepare for that. But the Giants have to be physical, and they've got to win at the line of scrimmage. They need to run the ball and, more importantly, stop the run if they want to have a chance to get their first win in the NFC East. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us every Saturday night for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants. Go to Giants.com. Go to Facebook.com/New York Giants. And, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blues restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.